This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We open up the show talking about the Caps got another win against the Pens last night with Grubby giving up just one goal. They, of course, are atop the Metro. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to give us a little more insight in the Washington Capitals is our pal Tariq El-Bashir. Three games to go, Tariq. Is Grubby going to be starting game one of the playoffs?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's the million-dollar question. Coach Barry Trotz has been a little elusive on the subject. He claims that he believes the team has two really good goaltenders right now, and that's how he's going to approach things. I personally think that Grubauer has earned the right to start the postseason, despite the fact that he's been a backup, and there's still not a whole lot of information on him in big pressure games. But last night was a big pressure game, and he certainly delivered. And, you know, I've been in sports journalism for over two decades now, and the one thing that I've learned consistently is you don't believe what coaches and general managers tell you. You believe what they show you. And by putting Grubauer between the pipes last night for a game on the road against your primary rival that you really, really want to win so you can clinch your third straight division title, I think that tells you all you need to know about the way Coach Barry Trotz is leaning in terms of who he wants to be his starting goaltender going into the postseason. I think one of the reasons he's kind of left himself some outs is because Brave Holtby has a lot of equity with this coaching staff and with this franchise. And first of all, he doesn't want to ostracize him,
right?
Or say anything publicly that could maybe make him feel not so great, because you may have to go back to him. Because remember, Grubauer has been a backup for a number of years. But again, you get back to don't tell me, show me. And by putting him in the pipes last night at PPG Paints Arena, I think that sent a very strong message, I think, to everyone on the outside and on the inside that right now Grubauer is the guy they plan to ride.
Tariq, the one thing which Jason pointed out last week is it's interesting that Grubby in his career has really struggled against the Flyers, so I'm wondering if matchups could play into a decision.
That's a great point, and I think that's another reason that you would leave yourself an out if you're Coach Barry Trotz. I was actually, before you guys called, I was just crunching some numbers, and since Thanksgiving, Grubauer, amongst goalies who have played at least 25 games, which since Thanksgiving means they're a full-time goalie, they're not somebody who was just called up and stuck in the lineup, he's been awesome. He's been the best goalie in the league. He's won. He's 15-4-2, a .940 save percentage, and a .184 goals against average. That said, he's been terrible against the Flyers.
Yeah.
The Flyers have had his number. Now, there have been some mitigating circumstances in those games. I think one of them was the first game without Matt Niskanen due to injury, and it was a back-to-back. So you don't want to say he can't stop the Flyers, but his numbers certainly bear out the fact that he's got some trouble, particularly up there against that team. And, throughout the history of hockey, for the most part, it's been you pick one goaltender and you ride him until in the postseason until he shows you that he can't do the job. So I think it's a really, really big and difficult decision that I don't envy the position that the coaching staff is in, because I mean a lot is riding on this decision. If you pick the wrong goalie and things go south quickly, that could precipitate some major changes organization wide. I mean there could be major changes in the offseason if this doesn't go well. You pick the right goalie and you go on a deep run, And now all of a sudden you're that much closer. If you, you know, if you don't go ahead, if you don't go all the way to win the Stanley Cup, you're that much closer to take that next step.
Right.
This is a huge, huge decision.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Tark, just watching it from afar, you know, just as a fan, and I would say a casual fan. I mean, I watch the games, I root for them, but I'm not a hockey head or anything, puck head. But to me, I would go with Groovy just because he seems to be obviously the hotter of the two. And frankly, just kind of change up the mojo a little bit. You know what I mean? First of all, you're always looking for a hot goaltender this time of year. I don't think anybody can claim that Holtz is hot right now.
No.
Right, he's like the opposite of that. Go with the guy who seems to be surging, and it's just a different look, a different vibe.
I can't argue with anything you're saying there. I think there's something to the fact that you're mixing things up. And let's remember, one of the most confusing things to kind of digest is the fact that going into the postseason last year, Braden Holtby was the best goaltender in the history of playoff hockey.
Mm.
And then he played the Maple Leafs.
Right.
And then, you know, things went south against the Penguins. So it was like, here you have a guy who, you looked at his numbers, there was no goaltender, and there have been some great goalies in the history of this league. He was the best in terms of statistics. And then he didn't have a great playoff, and you just wonder if that maybe is lingering a little bit, and maybe, as you said, changing up the mojo and going with Phil Grubauer is maybe the answer to just kind of switching things up and getting a different result. You know, the one thing the Capitals really have in their favor right now, and some of it is because of Grubauer, is we talked about this ad nauseum last year. You know, it felt like the Capitals were on cruise control going into the playoffs, and we thought that was going to hurt them. And as it turned out, it did hurt them. They got into a series, a 1-8 matchup against the Maple Leafs, and they struggled right off the bat. Like, all the games went to overtime. They were having a tough time putting away a young, inexperienced team. And, you know, everyone said, oh, the Maple Leafs are better than – then we thought, well, no, you just weren't playing at a high level going into postseason. It took a while for you to flip the switch and get into playoff mode. Well, that's not going to happen this year. The Capitals are in playoff mode right now because they've had to be in playoff mode. They've won 10 of their last 12 games. The special teams are clicking. Grubauer's winning. You know, Holtby's been okay. You know, he's been pretty good. The big stars are delivering. Ovechkin's been great. Backstrom's been great. Oshie has rediscovered his scoring touch. So, and they've also had to grind out some tough, difficult games. So, you know, I felt like last year going into the playoffs, they were kind of sliding into the postseason through the back door. And, you know, this year I feel like they're one of the best teams entering the postseason. I mean, if you were just to go strictly on statistics, over the last 12 games, you know, since the middle of last month, they've gathered more points. They've been better than any other team in the league.
Before we take sort of the pressure of all of this playoffs and feel sort of that overwhelming pressure that that brings, we should give this team props, though, for what they have accomplished. You know, not only are they hot, it's their third straight Metro Division title, right? Did I read, and you can correct me on this, did I read it's their, is it the fourth straight year where they've scored 100 points?
That's correct, yes. Franchise record streak.
And then have they won their division, I guess, you know, different machinations of it, 8 of the last 11 years? I mean, this has been a pretty ridiculous run. And Barry Trotz has been, what is this, the fourth year now? He's been involved in all this. What does he have to do to save his job? And because what they're doing in the regular season is remarkable.
That's a great question. I would have to imagine, you know, if things haven't gone too far down that road already, you would have to, you know, get this team past the second round. Remember, you know, in the Ovechkin era, they've had some great teams. They've had 3 President's Trophies. They've had a lot of expectations, and they still haven't gotten beyond that second round. They haven't even gotten into the conference final, which, you know, if that never happens, that's going to be the one thing that everyone kind of remembers this era for. You know, fortunately, you know, they've got another whack at it this year. And, you know, you would think they probably got at least a couple more after this. But you also look at some of the history of Coach Trotz. He hasn't, as a coach, you know, been past the second round. And he's one of the all-time winningest coaches in league history. You know, I don't want to make this too personal, but I don't understand why he hasn't received an extension already. I feel like he has delivered the goods. This was a team that was kind of collectively an emotional wreck coming out of last year, and he knew he was going to have to kind of navigate a locker room and some personalities and some things that there were some open wounds still from last year. And they got off to a rough start. And they lost, you know, like 60-some-odd goals in free agency and trades in the offseason. And all he did was lead this team of, you know, the same core but with a lot of new pieces around them to another division title in arguably the roughest and most difficult division in hockey. And, you know, he's still kind of out there, you know. And I don't quite get it. I understand that postseason success is also, a huge factor. But you can't have postseason success if you don't navigate all the stuff you have to get through over the course of 7.5 months and 82 regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was pretty masterful in what he's been able to do this year. But clearly, you know, they want to see more. They want to see this team. They want to see this team get to the Eastern Conference Final. And look at the ages of the star players on this team. I mean, you know, that window is closing. I think a lot of people thought it was closed after last year, or at least very, very close. And it's not. It's not. If you can get Ovechkin to continue to play at this level or some level close to this for a couple more years, you're going to still have a few more kicks at the can. But it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what happens with Coach Trotz. And I think a lot of it's going to be determined by, you know, what happens this postseason. But, you know, how many times in the history of sports have you seen, you know, an organization or a college program make a change at head coach because they couldn't get past, you know, over the hump in the postseason? Oh, and then the next year they don't even make the postseason.
Yeah, it's like, right. Well, happens all the time. You know,
happens all the time. So it's a very, I guess, dangerous road they're going down. But I guess they feel like that's where they're at right now.
Well, I can't remember who pointed this out last week, but we talked about this. You know, last night, you know, I didn't watch it, but that was like a playoff game. It was a huge game. The Penguins had closed the gap to 3 points. If they win last night, it's one. And the Caps have been playing some meaningful games here the last 3 weeks, unlike last year where they won the division with six weeks left. I mean, so that's got to help this team that they are playing some big-time games, like you said, high-pressure games late in the season. I would think that has to carry over.
Yeah, I think that's going to bode very well. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but, you know, we always talk about flipping that switch. It's just very difficult to do. I mean, I always kind of make the analogy of, you know, when you get to the postseason, you have to turn the volume, that volume knob, all the way to 10. You know, last year they tried to go from a 5 to a 10. And it was very hard to turn that knob all the way. And, you know, right now they're already at a 9. So they don't have a whole lot of turning left to do to get to the level that you have to be to have success in the playoffs. And I'll tell you, I've covered all the sports, man. And no sport changes more than hockey in the playoffs. It's almost a different game. Like, it's unrecognizable. It's like, wow. You know, I mean, you turn on game one of the first round, and it's the intensity, the attention to detail, the defensive zone cover. I mean, just how hard they play in their own end, the way, you know, players are throwing themselves in front of 100-mile-an-hour slap shots. It's just a different game. And to get yourself to that level, and I feel like they're a lot closer to that level right now than they were at this point last year, I think that's going to bode very well for this group. And you just look at last night's game, for example. I mean, the Penguins, the one thing the Capitals have struggled with all season until last night was that they had on the road, and even at home, they had some teams that came in tired, and rest is a huge thing in the NHL. The Penguins played on Saturday night against the Canadiens at home. It's very rare to have back-to-back home games in your home building, but they did. So they were tired, and sometimes the Capitals had allowed tired teams to kind of get – they allowed them off the hook a little bit. Last night, there was no allowing this team off the hook. I think some of it was they were really kind of jazzed up because it was Ovechkin's 1,000th game. Obviously, it was the Penguins in their building, and, you know, it was a full building, and they were booing them from the, you know, from the national anthem on, until through warm-ups and during intros, and that kind of gets your juices going as well. But the fact that they didn't let them up off the mat after they scored that first goal, that was another positive sign to me.
Tark El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington. Thanks, as always, for joining us, Tark.
Thank you, Tark. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
15-4-2 since Thanksgiving is what Grubauer is. How do you not go with that guy?
I'm guessing
Holtby plays tonight because back-to-backs.
Right.
And they're at St. Louis, so they want to have Holtby ready to go.
Of course. And you don't poop on him, go with and Barry's Groovy. Playing it right publicly. Yeah. You can only say the right things and pump up both guys. But you're looking for the hot goalie. They got their hot goalie.
And Holtby knows that.
Yeah, he knows
but Holtby's confidence has to be way low.
Of course.
Because he got benched, and he didn't play well on Friday.
He knows he's not playing great.
Yeah, he didn't play well on Friday.
But he played well before that.
Yeah, but the overall body of work.
Against some weaker teams.
Yes.
But he knows, yeah. I mean, it's got to hurt his confidence big time.
Of course. Of course, you got to go with the hot guy. Plus, I like just changing up the mojo. Yeah, you got different guys. First of all, he's hot, but then a little bit of a different look.
Like I said a few weeks ago, I don't care who it is as long as they're winning games.
Yep. Three games to go in the regular season. Caps at St. Louis tonight. When we come back, we'll switch gears. We'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, Cakes did an admirable job filling in.
Did he do
doing
it?
The entertainment page last week.
Did he do it most days?
Yeah, did it every day.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't know if we did it every day, but.
Most days.
They were boring.
I think we might have done it
every
day.
They were all boring.
Well.
I mean, there's just nothing going on.
Yeah. This will
but
not
you've been
be
doing
boring.
The entertainment page since the weekend shows.
I mean, it's kind of my thing.
Oh, that's
he's got
right.
The music
Valdez points out my ear. We did the Stormy Daniels interview. We recapped that.
Ah, okay.
That
good.
Was probably the highlight of the EP all week.
Well, to me, I'm just going to lead off. Normally, I do box office.
Yeah.
Leading off with the Masters.
Love it.
Because I'm going to give you Golf Channel's coverage.
Do it.
Their schedule. You guys need to know this. I mean, this is, for me, it's my favorite week. It's the most entertaining week of the year for me. It's not the first round of the tournament or the final 4 weekend or any of that, although it does overlap a little bit with the championship game tonight.
But I can't even describe how excited I get for this particular week.
To me, it's my favorite week of the year. I love it. It just signals. It's the beginning of the golf season. Now, I know they were calling for some snow the other day. It was so tilting here locally. I think it rained.
Hey, do you know that you're excited for UFC on Saturday night?
The Nats did a poor job of scheduling. They didn't look at the sports calendar. They should have.
With the Thursday opening day.
They should have had a road trip this week.
Well, I'll have one eyeball on the Nats. I do love me some Nats.
Do you know that Dummy Drab made a pimento cheese sandwich for today?
Did he?
I bought enough for everybody this week, so if you want one, just let me know. I'll make them.
I've never had
tonight.
Pimento.
I don't think I would like it. Yeah. I love cheese.
We had them a couple years ago.
But I don't think I would
like
it.
I ate them.
I'm not sure I know what. I know that's the staple sandwich, but I'm not sure I would like. Did we like them when we had them?
I had like 15 of them.
Oh, you love them. But anyway, so Morning Drive every day. So if you're a golf geek, I mean, obviously you're going to listen to this show.
Live
from 7 to 9, they do Morning Drive. And then they do Live From all week. 2 to 5 p.m. today, and then 7 to 9 p.m. On Monday. Tuesday, tomorrow, they'll do Live from 9 to 5 p.m.
I didn't know this, but we had Feinstein on Friday, and I said, he says, yeah, I'll be at the Masters. I said, yeah, you'll be on Live From.
This was awkward.
Very awkward. He says, no, I'm not going to be on Live From. He says, I don't work for the Golf Channel anymore.
Oh, that doesn't work? Really?
I didn't realize that. Apparently, now, Pedro told us that he mentioned that on the air a couple weeks ago, but I didn't catch it.
But apparently, so he's working for a golf magazine or something, or Golf Digest, whatever he writes for.
Yeah, or the Post.
He writes for a million.
But I didn't know that he was not on Live From anymore. I really like him on Live From, but, you know, whatever.
So Live From will be 9 to 5, 2 to 5 today, and then 7 to 9. 9 to 5 Tuesday. This is for the golf geeks. 9 to 3 Wednesday. 8 to 3 Thursday. 8 to 3 Friday. And then, of course, the weekend
coverage starts at 3 o'clock. The actual golf coverage starts at 3 o'clock.
Now, will our PGA Tour Live app be working or no? Because it's the Masters. It's a different
No, bit. Masters has its
they
own
have
app.
Their own.
Yeah, and that's the one that's annoying because they Tiger won't be in the feature group, like one of the two days.
Well, they'll have, Amen Corner covered.
I know, but they won't have Tiger.
Well, have a featured group.
Of course, but that's what's tilting.
Will you guys also be saving your money for the UFC pay-per-view on Saturday? It's going to be Khabib against Holloway because Ferguson dropped out. Yeah. I know you're a big Ferguson fan.
Yeah, right. I don't even know who those guys are.
Joe Ferguson. He was a good quarterback for the Bills back in the day.
All right. So
hold on. I wanted to mention this about the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of tilting is they're calling for rain on Saturday, all-day rain on Saturday, which would suck.
That would
suck big time.
That would ruin the weekend.
Supposed to be thunderstorms Wednesday, Valdez, which would, of course, soften it up.
Now, would they try to play 36 on Sunday? Or
well,
would they do
depends 18? On how bad it is. They might play through it, but they are calling for rain on Saturday.
Yeah. It's such a great time. The azaleas, it's usually beautiful.
Yep.
And then right around here, then you just start to get geeked up.
Cakes was right. Best there. Week to be off.
Yeah, maybe so.
You might want to take off Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
My favorite week. All right, you get the box office report.
God, there's going to be so many wagers, so many bets. Oh, can't wait.
So it looks like online, live coverage starts at noon.
Good.
On masters.org or masters.com.
Yeah, the app, masters.org.
Right.
I'm all over.
By the way, Jason called this a few months ago that this would be the most anticipated, and in a lot of ways it will be. You got obviously Tiger back at whatever level of play he's at. You got Rory, who won a couple weeks ago in a dominating fashion. You got Spieth, who's been playing well the last couple weeks. It's gonna be a lot of eyeballs.
Bubba's won twice.
Phil just winning a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
Bubba's on a hot streak. Bubba could win his third Masters. It's gonna be a very, very highly anticipated and highly watched Masters. Ready Player One. We talked about Kevin McCarthy in his interview with Steven Spielberg, where Spielberg talked about. He actually was anticipating what Kevin's reaction would be to some of the scenes in the movie. Did $41 million over the weekend, over the extended weekend, did $53 million. Tyler Perry's Acrimony. This guy, Tyler Perry, is he the most prolific filmmaker right now? That did another $17
bad
million.
Bad filmmaker, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen
Not
any of these.
Not all of his movies are bad.
Most of them are horrible.
And Acrimony.
He's got a very, very
I don't know about
fan
Acrimony.
Base.
To me, but it's a little cheesy. It looks like
all right, you
a better
go waste
version
your
of a
on,
Lifetime movie.
You go waste your money.
Black
on it.
Panther.
It's like what's the movie that Richard Gere did with the snow globe where his wife was cheating on him? Looks kind of like that.
Oh,
Unfaithful.
So Unfaithful.
Oh, so it's like a good one. So it's like a murder mystery drama.
That's what it looks
suspense?
Like from I've only seen a 30-second commercial.
Did you see Black Panther?
I have not, but I want to.
Yeah, well, you better see it quick. But it's still in top three, $11 million, $600. Are you waiting for the red
box? Like I said, look, got a one-year-old.
See it for a dollar.
It's harder to go out. I usually go out to movies with my wife.
$650 million so far it's made in 7 weeks. I can only imagine $10 million so far that's made, $55 million. And rounding out the top five, Pacific Rim Uprising. Who's in that one again? Remind me.
Pacific
Rim?
Well,
John Boyega.
You don't remember this, but when Kevin did the review,
no
I think you were here. And you checked out when he mentioned sea monsters.
Oh,
it's basically
it's like Transformers.
Yeah, I'm not in on that. I don't know who would watch this, but Roseanne just killed. Apparently, did like $18 million, and they're saying it's here to stay. I think
they already signed up for a second season. They renewed it.
It's renewed for a third go around, keeping the show alive until at least 2020. So there you go. If you're into that,
my wife said this. We watched a little of it last night. Now I missed the beginning, but. They re-aired it on ABC because it was so successful on Wednesday night when it premiered. So they re-aired it last night, watched some of it, and she made a point that some of the characters, they look better than they did 20 years ago. Like, Roseanne looks better, less fat.
She's lost a little weight.
John Goodman looks better.
He lost weight.
Right.
He's got horrible feet. What about the daughters?
The daughter, the one that's on The Talk on CBS, she looks the same.
Yeah.
Is that Sarah Gilbert? Is that her name?
Sarah. Yeah. And then the blonde, I can't remember her name.
Now, I don't want to goof on Jim Nantz because I love him. But they're goofing on Jim Nantz because he mispronounced meme, apparently, on the broadcast of the NCAA tournament. Did he pull a Bryce? Did he call it a meme or a may-may? Bryce called it a may-may, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did Jim call it?
I think meme, but...
Meme?
I think so.
Do you have the clip here? Yeah. Here you go. Here's Jim.
Today he creates a Hall of Fame meme. That is...
You know, look...
We're old. He's old.
We didn't know.
How are you supposed to know?
Is it GIF or GIF? We're saying GIF, right? Is that what we're going with?
I believe it's GIF.
GIF. I mean, who knows? Kid Turbs.
But if you put a T behind it, it's GIF, not GIF.
By the way, are any of you dummies into Fortnite? Or no, none of you are?
I played one game.
It's a millennial thing or younger kid thing?
Yeah, I think we talked about it last week.
While I was away.
We tried to take calls, I think, either on the Nats or the Caps, whatever topic it was.
And nobody called.
We got like two calls.
We got 700 segment calls on Fortnite.
Well, my son's, you know, that's all that he and his friends do.
Sure.
When they're not, you know, run around.
Actually, what
Fortnite.
I talked about is when I went to a bachelor party, three of the guys out of a group of eight
it's bleeding into the older age.
Yeah, they're mid-30s.
Mid-30s is probably still in the realm.
Apparently, that's the average gamer, according to Drap.
Yeah. Well, not our age. We're almost 50.
Yeah.
But my son said, it's actually sad. Literally every kid my age is playing Fortnite.
It's a phenomenon.
It's unbelievable. My daughter, it's bleeding into the girls now. Because I don't consider girls as...
They're not really gamers.
They're not really gamers, by and large. I'm sure there are a ton of them, but by and large, they're not.
Sure.
My daughters are playing on their mobile devices now. You know, I haven't played 1 second of it. I have no interest. Mm-mm. Zero.
I played one.
You and me both.
I said this. I played one game with my son kind of to bond, and then I was playing it, and he saw a llama in the game. He's like, ooh, a llama. And then he took over the control. I didn't know
and
a llama
was
so big. Then he was like building you build stuff and then you're killing people and he's trying to get to higher ground.
It is an unbelievable phenomenon, but it is a free game, right?
Yes.
What is the hook? Are you buying things?
No, buy things.
Is he buying things that I'm not aware
what
of?
What I said is my neighbor actually told me he was buying chips. I think, is that what you buy? You buy chips? But he was buying them and he said it. He's 36, 37 years old, big time gamer.
Just
and
lighting
said,
money on
he
fire.
He was buying the thing so he could cyberbully kids. It's like, okay. And he's got a team.
The only place I buy chips is at the casino.
When I was in Virginia Beach, I saw it again. People chasing Pokemon.
Yesterday?
Oh,
no, you know what?
Unbelievable.
It's still there.
Unbelievable.
Rio, there's a lake and there's a running path there. And we went running yesterday and my wife is running and I've got the jogging stroller. And then all of a sudden, there's this one spot. There's like 15 people gathered. I believe it's a Pokemon hotspot. It was unbelievable.
Has to be.
I've seen it at the mall.
I mean, 15 people and they all are staring at their phones.
Losers. Losers. Arnold Schwarzenegger had emergency open heart surgery. I guess he had some heart valve or something that they had known that was going to need to be replacing. He's 70 years old.
Well, it's stunning. I mean, with all the steroids and things that he did, he actually has a good functioning heart.
Well, it's stunning he's alive.
They're claiming, I mean, obviously he's acknowledged the steroid abuse and the toll it's taking on his body. They're claiming this is unrelated to that. It's just some sort of other maybe genetic issue that he had. But my understanding is they had a little difficulty with it and they had an emergency team on hand and they immediately went into open heart surgery to kind of correct whatever the issue was.
Is he still with
the nanny?
I
believe he's resting comfortably and he should recover.
Did he end up staying with that nanny that like broke up his marriage?
I don't think so. No, I don't
think he's.
No, I don't think he ever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he ever was.
He even
with
really
her.
Acknowledged it too much other than he did acknowledge the son.
Right.
Who's like a dead ringer for him.
The son in movies?
I feel got like another the son one, is I think, movies. That maybe is doing some acting. This is a sad story because I remember I used to love this show. Right about when this show started, we used to do NYPD Blue updates.
Oh Botchko,
we actually talked about it last week.
Stephen
and
Botchko.
The creator, Stephen Botchko, passed at 74. Apparently had been dealing with leukemia for several years. Mm. But he came out with three sillies.
Yep.
Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law,
and NYPD.
And NYPD
those
Blue.
Were those
classics.
Because you know what we were talking about when Roseanne, you know, on Thursday or Friday when it came out that it had such great ratings, we kind of were bringing up, well, what shows would you want to come back? And what I speculated is because Jason was struggling, I was like, well, you'd probably be butt-sized if they did a reboot of NYPD.
Sice. Bring Dennis Franz back. Jack the guy up against the wall. Get the confession. Give him the pencil. Give him the
notepad.
Yellow notepad.
Yep.
Right profession.
Probably kind of old to jack somebody up at this point. What
great,
does Dennis
man.
Franz look
Jimmy
like
Jimmy Smith
at this
could
point?
Probably still do
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Smith could do it. I love that show, man. That was a great show. All right, look, we're backed up. Can I come back and do more? Because
yeah.
I still got more. I got to give you an update on Serial, on Adnan. And there's a celebrity putting his home in Loudoun County. I got the address for you, Jason. You could drive by, putting his home on the market for $8.5 million.
Right, I've already seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yep.
Shocker.
22,000 square feet. This place is... Mike Shanahan would blush. This
Correct.
Thing. It's unbelievable.
Massive.
Right, don't go anywhere. You know, one of the reasons why I was out on Friday, so I was sick Tuesday through Thursday, got in way late Thursday night. Well, after midnight at a different airport. But I'd previously scheduled to have Friday off because my son was scheduled to take his driving test. And he did, you know, of course, he passed it and got his license. It's a different world, man. I told my son, it's an, you know, JP, your daughter, does she have her license now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an adjustment. I said, you got to bear with me, man. It's an adjustment for me as a parent because they just want to take that car now and just go wherever they want all the time.
Right.
And if they have a car.
Yeah. We have an extra old hoopty. Believe me, it's a hoopty.
It's stressful.
But it is stressful.
Because she's very rarely driving.
Yeah. Well, you're in a good spot then. Because every 2 seconds, my kid is grabbing the keys and ready to just take
off.
Well,
I let my daughter drive to Tyson's. I was in the car. But I let her drive to Tyson's the other day, Saturday morning.
So that's about a 20-minute ride for you?
Yeah, yeah. She wanted to drive the Beltway by herself to go visit a friend. I said, yeah, we're going to compromise on this one. So we went to Tyson's to meet her. So her dad came over to Tyson's. We picked her up. But it was just – and toll road's fine because it's a straight shot. You know, there's no traffic. But once you get into Tyson's, all those traffic lights and people cutting you off, and right. it's stressful.
Well, think
Big
about
time.
This. He got his license on Friday. We had – you know, his school had a lacrosse trip, you know, in Virginia Beach for a few days. Mm-hmm. He come back. He wanted to drive to the beach the next day.
And you said?
I said – you had your license for like a day.
Yeah, that's just way too soon.
Let's just chill on that before we do the 3-hour beach drive.
Right.
We don't need that quite yet. And you know, knock on wood, I think he's a good driver. Done tailgate.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do you have the 360 app?
I don't have the
phone?
360, but we have
Something
a
similar.
Find My iPhone thing, so we know where he is.
So you can track
he's
him.
Good, but he's good about
Does it have
me.
The map?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He's good
so
about telling
thing.
Me. That's the whole thing. My whole thing is with my kids, and again, this is all, we're just flying by the seat of our pants, I think. None of us are expert parents. We're just trying to do the best you can. My whole thing is just let us know where you're at. That's, you know,
yeah.
Let us know where you're at. If you're going over to someone's house, fine. If you're going to change location to go somewhere else, just say, hey, I'm heading over to so-and-so. I'm heading over to Steve's. I'm heading over to John's.
Yeah, but they forget.
They forget.
That's why you get on the apps. You can track them.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, JP, it's just stressful.
JP's laughing.
Teach their own. I don't go that far to track my kid.
Oh yeah, track them.
Yeah, it's a great
thing. I know a lot of people do.
It's a great thing.
I can tell exactly where she's driving.
Well, as long as they tell you, and be honest with you, most of the kids aren't hiding anything.
She does. She tells me.
They just forget.
But I'd like to know exactly where they are.
Yeah. And listen,
track man.
Once you get to college, that's your world. That's what I feel like I did my job.
Valdez, I'm a track man.
They're going to go crazy when they get to college. Jason.
Probably.
Wait till now.
My younger one's the one I'm worried about. She's a little bit more rebellious.
Likes to have fun.
Well, I mean, she's fine.
She's been hanging with the older sister.
Mm. That could be.
A lot of times it's the younger sibling that's a little bit more outrageous.
Well, the thing is now.
My brother got away with more than I did.
The thing is now with my kids is they're at my two teenagers that if they don't have school the next day. They want to spend the evening with their friends. So, like, we had family over for Easter until 9:30. They had plans for after. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just,
I don't know. He's got to deal
with
it.
As long as they're doing well in school and they get good grades, they're good kids, you give them that flexibility. And so, as soon as you start in a toilet, all that stuff goes away.
Correct.
All the freedoms. I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with the entertainment page.
I totally
anyway,
agree.
That's what's going
on
in my world.
How did we get on that?
I don't know. Just brought it up.
What were we talking about?
All right,
oh, driving.
It up. I want you to put this on the website, okay, on Facebook or whatever. I want you to put pictures of Martin Lawrence's Loudoun County home, which he apparently used to get away sometimes. I'm not even sure he was there more than a couple times a year.
He couldn't have been because he was always in L.A. doing shows and movies.
We'll get it up. Facebook.com/thejunks
Get it up on the Junkies Facebook page. The pictures are spectacular. I mean, I wouldn't even know what you would do in this thing. It's like a hotel. It's a 22,538-square-foot home just outside of Percival. I've never been to Percival. I see those signs. You know, I come back from the beach or something.
Yeah, it's probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
I mean, I've got the address right here. It's 19290 Telegraph Springs Road. I mean, you can drive by it, Jason.
Absolutely. So, I mean, Middleburg has a lot of money.
It's put on the market.
Percival slash Middleburg.
Isn't this allegedly where, like, Robert De Niro has a home? Like Tom Cruise?
No, it's
Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does. He definitely has one.
Doesn't Cruise have something out there? A property? I don't remember reading that. Will Smith, doesn't he allegedly have a property out there?
I had heard Will Smith.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of politicians.
Well, they were in Bad Boys together, so.
That's
but
right.
Jason, it's one of those homes where, I mean, it's like something you'd see, you know, you don't believe really exists. It's got like an indoor pool that's.
It's got an indoor basketball
court. Like something
court.
That you would see at like, you know, a Four Seasons.
He's got a sweet-ass hoop.
He's got a beautiful indoor basketball court. He's got, if I had FU money, I'd have a bowling alley in my basement. 100% I'd have a one- or two-lane bowling alley. But, you know, if I had FU money.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got beautiful.
Oh, I would definitely have the hoop court.
The hoop court, too. That's, of course, that's a no-brainer.
You see he has pictures of Jordan on his wall?
No, I did see that. Not surprised.
He has like a 23 stenciled on
Valdez's it. Bit, and it's funny because Valdez is just a kid, you know, from
Pasadena,
from the Dina, you know, with a boat on his driveway, chain link fence. He loves to Joan on the decorating in Martin Lawrence's. He's Joaning on the microwave. He's Joaning.
He has a microwave in his bedroom.
Who has a wet bar in their bedroom? Nobody.
Exactly.
Right, okay, but he put one
and,
in there.
And by the way,
no, you're
not,
Joaning because
by the way, it's not a silly stainless steel microwave that you would see at.
But you understand, stainless steel is not silly.
I know, but he's got a Nubs Walmart white microwave on his wet bar.
Hey, he's PG County, man. Of course, you're from PG County. You'd have the same thing.
Right. Well, probably there was one occasion where he wishes that he had the microwave in the bedroom to heat something up, and so he just made the move.
Dude, so what's it on the market
plus
for?
Plus his house
eight and
is so big.
$8.5 million.
The walk to the kitchen probably takes 10 minutes. That house is so big.
He has a black dishwasher. Not even stainless steel.
What?
That's so Nubs. And plus all his like refrigerators are stainless steel. He has mixed match appliances.
Is his fridge black too?
Is stainless steel big a deal these days? It's,
well, it's mixed match.
It's a black or a white one now.
It doesn't even match
Sears
his countertops. I'm paying $8.5 million for this 22,000 square foot property. I want my appliances to match.
He's obviously not married to Joanna Gaines.
It might mean something coming from anybody but Valdez.
Right.
He's got like cat scratches in his couch.
That's very true.
I was going to say. Nubs calling the Nubs.
How many pets do you have?
We actually, our cats got adopted. So we only have our dog.
You gave him away for adoption?
Yep.
How did you do that? Was that a big moment in the family?
Oh, so huge. We had
did you all cry?
Your life's better for it.
Oh, definitely better.
It was sad for a couple days.
Sounds like a relief.
No, it was relief for you, but I'm saying was Laura distraught?
She was sad for three, 4 days.
And now is she sized?
Sized.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have hair everywhere. They're not scratching, meowing,
right.
Causing fights with Manny.
Right. Did you finally break the slump?
Have not.
Dude, I'm telling you, that marriage, shaky.
Marriage is Dunsky?
He hadn't hit skins in like 5 weeks.
It's not 5 weeks.
I think it is.
It might be 5 weeks.
I've been tracking. Because I come in and ask you every Monday. And you keep telling me it's going to be silly on Saturday. We had our Saturday routine.
Man, you guys are acting like you've been married 20 years.
Now he's working at the, he's working.
What's that, the golf thing going again?
Golf on weekends. Yeah, the
golf thing.
Yeah. But still, you think before he gets up, he told me.
How about during the day, during the week?
During the week?
Yeah, during the day.
It's not even a discussion during the week.
You
think he had 14 teenagers.
What time does she work?
I mean, she gets home like 6, 5:30, 6.
And then make a nice dinner.
How about
a little glass of wine?
How about have some candles ready to go?
How about a little Netflix and chilling?
Well, you got to take Manny out. And then come back, eat dinner.
So it's the pet.
Watch TV.
If you had no pet.
Boom,
why don't you
bedtime.
Take Manny out before she arrives?
I do, but she likes taking Manny out too, by herself.
She's
well, not by herself.
Not clamoring for it either.
He doesn't really care. He doesn't care.
Hey, Drabby, I think I'm on to something here.
I didn't agree with you weeks ago, but
we're going. This is a big slump. This is like an AWOD slump,
especially because Valdez used to brag about how often he smashed.
Right,
mm-hmm. He did.
I did.
Yeah,
I wasn't really aware of that.
Maybe,
that's
maybe to you.
Studio.
Maybe
no,
to you.
Said,
no, he said every Saturday. Every,
yeah, they had yeah. a Saturday
but that's
thing.
That's not really bragging to me. Well, he's bragging that he's once a week.
But it was something. And plus, obviously, when they were first dating,
sure.
copulating all the time. But, you know, now, you know, they've been, how long have you guys have been married now?
Coming up on a year. On
not
April,
even a year.
April 29th.
Paper anniversary. Or are you saving it up for the big day?
I feel for you. Yeah, are you saving it up for the big day?
You know, I'm going to bang tonight just so this all stops.
Yeah, can you do that? Report back
tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to tell Laura. I said we got to knock one out for EB tonight.
I mean, you, do that. You don't have the cats in the way now, so maybe,
yeah, there's more room on the bed. That dog will ruin your sex life, though, of course.
So big. They got no room anyway.
Too big.
The dog takes up half the apartment.
Valdez and that dog. Was there's any room left for Laura?
Zip it.
She got a little sliver of slice of bed.
She's got to stand in the corner.
Sometimes the dog kicks me out on the sofa.
But by the way, last but not least, this is unbelievable to me, but I guess that another judge has thrown out the conviction for, remember, Adnan Syed from the Serial podcast, which really
only from you.
The best produced podcast I've ever heard. And I came to the conclusion, they have you going, but I came to the conclusion, I'm pretty sure this guy did it. But there was some doubt, I guess. Look at that.
Look at that.
That music, it was a really well-produced podcast. Then they botched it, and they did that guy that went AWOL. The Berg doll, and everyone was nobody right. cared about that dumb thing. And I think is that whole series done now after they did that one and no one paid attention to it?
I think that's
ruined it.
Yeah, one of the worst programming decisions in history.
Worst ever. They could have come up with a nice mysterious case that nobody knew about that people would be intrigued by. Instead, they went with something everybody already knew and was bored by. But
so he's
going to get a new trial.
But he's still in jail.
Still in jail, yeah, but he's going to get a new trial. So
he looks guilty to me.
Well, I don't know but if you listen to the case, I mean, who else did it?
It sounds like he did it, but in a court of law, you could argue against it because there's
right.
a lot of I's weren't dotted and T's weren't crossed during the trial.
Or at least his buddy, they were admitting to at least they dug the hole, like the grave, the shallow grave.
I can't
grave.
Remember that.
I can't
far
even
back.
Remember either. But
JP, yeah. Was Homeland good?
Yes.
Was Walking Dead good?
Didn't watch it.
All right.
Your daughter watched Riverdale? My family, the girls... They binge watched that while we were in Virginia Beach.
Not aware of it.
But is that a Netflix?
I've heard she told me who her favorite actor was
Netflix.
This weekend.
Huh?
She told me who her favorite actor was, and I just couldn't relate. I was like, what's he from? You know what? It's just different generation. I don't know. She watches Riverdale.
It was kind of intriguing. I have to say, it's based on the Archie comic. Have you watched it, dummy? Have you watched? It's more for chicks, though, right? It's not for guys. What are you watching it for?
Yeah, I mean, but it's an interesting storyline, and I can't help but like get involved.
Did you watch the first season?
I saw the whole first season on Netflix, and it's on the CW. They released the second season now.
But I heard the second season not as good.
Yeah, I heard it was nubs too. Mm.
The anyway. CW. I didn't know that was still in existence.
Yeah, it is.
All right, remember, we will talk some Nationals off to a 3-0 start. Chelsea James from the Washington Post can join us at 9:40. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.